It's 7th of March. It seems to me that life is like a giant jigsaw puzzle that we all start putting together from the moment we are born until the very end. Some pieces just don't fit, like random events, odd ideas, or people who don't quite belong. They just disappear without a trace, leaving no mark on your puzzle. It's only the pieces that are meant to be there that end up fitting together to create the whole picture. Your hobbies, job, family, friends, and habits all fall into place like they were meant to be there. But sometimes you lose pieces too, like when loved ones pass on, when someone you hold dear takes off, or when you and your closest buddy have a falling out. But new people will come into your life and new opportunities will present themselves. As Johnny Cash once sang, "I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way." Most people manage to put together their puzzle of life from beginning to end with some ups and downs along the way. And it takes something truly terrible to mess it up completely, something like war. For the past year, my puzzle has been falling apart before my very eyes. I no longer have a home, just barracks or basements. No job to dedicate myself to, no money, and no idea what tomorrow will bring. But the worst part is that people are falling out of my puzzle, and there's no one to replace them. I haven't seen my parents in a year, and every day of this war diminishes the chances that I'll ever see them again. Their health has been greatly affected by the terrible ordeal of living in a constantly shelled house. In just 1 year, they have aged by 20 years, and I can hear how much they have weakened even over the phone. I only catch glimpses of my daughter every few months when I travel from one front to another through Kyiv. My friends and colleagues are dying from the enemy bullets and shells, and I don't even know where many of them are buried. My life's puzzle is a picture full of holes, holes made by Russian shells and missiles, but I know I'm still one of the lucky ones. I'm still alive, more or less healthy, and my relatives became refugees instead of perishing under the rubble of their own homes. Sadly, hundreds of thousands of our Ukrainians were much less fortunate. Their life puzzles are not just pierced, they are completely destroyed. Have you seen that video of the execution of a Ukrainian soldier? It's a brave and fearless guy looking death right in the eyes. And that's just one video. Imagine how many other Ukrainians have been shot, tortured, and raped without being captured on video. Every day there are catastrophes of truly biblical proportions, and thousands of people's life plans crumble into dust. This war has affected so many lives, and it's important that we don't forget about them. I hope that listening to my story has given you a small glimpse into realities of war and its impact on ordinary people's lives. It's important to remember that behind every news headline, every statistic, there are a real human beings who are struggling and suffering. And while my experience may be unique to me, the pain and heartache that come with war are universal. If you know someone who's going through a tough time, reach out to them. It may seem like a small gesture, but it can mean the world to someone who feels alone and forgotten.